Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lunchtime Inspiration. This is your host, Apostle Val. Excited to be with you on this Monday with motivation personified. That is Mr. Ami Oaks. Ami, thank you for being with us.
I am grateful to be here. Happy Monday. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. This is a tremendous, y'all hear me when I say, this is a tremendous kingdom tool and a kingdom vessel. You might say, why do you call her? I call her a tool because she's useful in the lives of young people. I see that young people, she is such a tremendous tool that God uses to help them in navigating their lives. But she's also a willing vessel, and that she will release the word of God, live out the word of God. She will do it on applying the word to your life so that you can live life the way God intended. So I'm grateful for our friendship. She and I connected even before I moved to Bluefield. And so she's been an anchor for me, and she'll never know how much I really appreciate that. But my sister, I'm not going to keep talking. I'm going to turn it over to you and let you do what it is the Spirit of God has given you. Is that all right?
That's all right. Would you pray for us really quick?
Thank you. We honor you. And, Father, we just acknowledge the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells within my sister right now that will navigate her conversation as she inspires those who have an ear to hear the Spirit is speaking. Thank you. In this hour, you are pouring out your spirit on all flesh. We thank you, God, that we are your vessel, God, that we give you a yes to use us for your glory. We thank you and count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, I say happy Monday. This is the day that the Lord has made, so I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice. You will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If they made up a new day, I still would rejoice and be glad in it.
Today, yesterday.
Whatever day, rejoice.
Whatever
That's the key
day.
To this thing. Living through this right there is right there. That's, you have to rejoice. You have to rejoice when your cells and your body is telling you out of this coronavirus, this whatever it is. You have to rejoice. God gives you the power to command your cells what to do. He said that you have to speak to the enemy and it'll flee. I believe that if it's killing us like this, it has to either be the enemy or his will. If we submit to both, we're going to be okay. We have to stay on the course and do what we have to do to find love and enjoyment. And I believe we find that if we would be the church, be the called out, be the ecclesia, be the woman or the man after God's own heart. That's how you stay challenged on these times. That's how you keep your breath. He's the very breath that we breathe. He's the air. He's our life. But in times like these, you wonder what scripture means sometimes when it says, you know, the prince of the air, and you're like, oh, man. When it talks about the lungs being damaged and things like that. And then you say, well, is it your will? That's not our job in this. It's going to be what it's going to be. He is the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. He is the is and was and is to come. He's the past, the present, and the future. It's going to happen. We just have to play our part in the book, and it's already written. So it says, be the church, be the ecclesia, be the called out, be who he needs you to be to make that sound so that people don't just sit in gloom and doom, because then you bow to the enemy. And so the enemy fleeing, if it's not God's will, then this is yielding to the enemy what we're going through, pandemics and fear. And fear leads to mental issues, and mental issues lead to stress, and stress leads to disease. And we're dying at a rapid pace. And if we're dying at a rapid pace, why wouldn't we just do what we've been told to do from the beginning? Pray. Be a repentant people. Be a rejoicing people. And I'll heal the land. Land meaning you. Everybody just sees the land as being, yes, God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, but he's so much bigger than that. Speak it. Live it. Live in that word. Be the church, the called out. Just tell somebody that you love them. Tell someone how they could eat better or live better. Tell someone how if they devote themselves to studying and becoming a stronger word, then your sales will become washed white as new, and you won't even have to worry about this that you're going through because that's not your battle anymore. Not meaning you don't have to show up at the battle. You have to show up at the battle, and you have to put on your war clothes and get that tambourine and send the worshipers first. That's your job in the battle. You have to still show up. You don't get to just social distance and just sit at home and sit in gloom and doom and hurt and heartache. That's not what this time is. This time says that I command you to stand on the front lines and do what you've done all your life, especially as churchgoers. We've done this all our life. How many of us have wore a pair of heels to church and had to usher? Or had to sing, and they wanted us to sing more than an A and B selection. Did you stand up there and do all that when you were in your disbelief to not act now in your belief? We have it called for us to be bold and jubilant and come from the very core of who we are. It's him. He lives and he moves and he breathes in us, and he wants us to be that. He wants us to chase after him. But in these times, if we can't find that within ourselves, how can we ever be good to the church? So now we've lost the whole meaning of church. And when you think about church, you think about, you go back to the temple, the tabernacle, all the way back to the very beginning of God, the church. You're not listening to God. Your body is your temple. You're not listening to that. You're not. What are you doing that's making you be the church? You're not speaking out to others about how they could save themselves. Because if you were really serious, you'd really be doing that. And I'm not saying we would be doing that. Like, now are times when we should be in our word, like in Acts. You know, what does Peter say in Acts? When he was instructing the people that repent, be baptized, devote yourself to teachings, let's fellowship, break bread together, pray. That's what we're supposed to be doing right now in this time. We have to tell our fellow man, go. That was the only instruction we had, go. When do we do that? That's love. That's the core of who God is. That's so when you wake up, every moment of your life is dedicated to who he is, our creator, and you're creating. And if you're doing that, then you're touching someone else and they're creating. And then someone else is creating. And what are we doing? We're creating strong lives, strong, willing vessels for Christ. Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't that how we remain that feeling of love and joy and seeing people prosper and seeing people be in good health and in peace is being the church. Instead of just reading about what's inside of us, what Jesus left with us, the Holy Spirit, instead of acting like that's somebody that you have to go talk to, instead of somebody that is inside, and not even a body, that's so wrong to say a body and spirit. But you guys get what I'm saying. It's inside of you. That's who we're born to be. We're born to be the church. We're born to love. We're born to tell people that these are tough times, but we're going to make it. And we're going to make it, why? Because I love you and you love me, and we all recognize that we are a part of the body. We might not act alike and look alike and be alike, but that's crazy because pinky toes don't look like elbows, or ribs don't look like femur bones. Because if you had a whole bunch of femurs, it wouldn't be a body. It'd just be a whole bunch of femurs, not circulating as a body, dry bones, that somebody else would have to speak to get to. But that's not so. You have the main source. You are the church. He broke a piece of himself off and put it inside of you. Said, in these times like this, smile when you can't. Get out of bed. Put your clothes on and go be the best whatever it is you're doing. Represent yourself as my child. That sound will kill fear. It'll kill doubt. It'll kill negativity. That sound.
That sound. Wow. That sound.
that sound?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if we're really listening.
Right. Are we? Are we really listening?
Are we?
Are we?
We have to.
Wow.
I can. If.
Wow. Wow.
And that's.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I speak to myself even more so because I've been. Even this morning when I wrote, I was speaking to God about not being faithful to, faithful is not the word, not being transparent in what I'm feeling to Him. He broke off a piece of Himself and put it into, entrusted me with it. And I think that I'm hiding something from Him. And so I think if we live more in a transparent, instead of I don't know where I'm going. Help me, Holy Ghost. We get into this point where we lose that's what's inside of us because we're too busy trying to hide it. And that's just what the enemy is afraid of. If we speak on it, this week I have lost two family members, one an older cousin, and neither to the pandemic, but in this pandemic it still caused issues because you can't go to the services and you have to, one was my close cousin, and I was talking about the sound, and it was so apparent. After my first cousin, of course, he was older, and it affected my mother and her siblings more. But with me, when my cousin passed away, there's a 2 years difference, and as long as I can remember, going to Ohio for summer vacation meant going to her house. And when I realized that tons of family members in Ohio, but it would never be the main reason why I was going to Ohio ever again, and how people wouldn't get closure from things like that. People are losing loved ones, but so at this point in time, we have to be transparent and tell people what we're going through, tell people what we're living through, and even bigger than that, who lives inside of us that's bigger than any of that, so that we can get through this time. And I think that as the seasons change, we need to be more aware of who God is, because if not, we'll get suckered into this thing. You see it now, and we just need to, as the body, just keep telling our story. And just with my cousin, I just kept hearing sounds of like what I thought were chains, and it really bothered me. It bothered me so bad because I didn't see her before she passed away, and so maybe it was because I just wasn't talking to God enough about that. Because on the day of her funeral, I heard it, and God showed me a revelation, and He said she had sickle cell anemia, and He said that's not chains you hear. That's you hear the sound of the jewels that are in her crown for every night she sat in the hospital. She lost a child when she all the tears that she cried, and I said that's because I didn't pray much about that. I was praying so much about. Have my head and everything else in fact of me not being able to see her. We have to be transparent and get poor so that we can be poured into in this time, because we got poor to do to heal our land. We really do.
Amen.
Woo! I know sometimes I just go too long but I sit out in creation, it just takes me somewhere. The awe and wonder of who He is amazing.
Absolutely. Wow. He is that God. And when you talk about that sound, that always stirs me because I'm all about that. But it, yeah. We can't succumb, you all. We can't succumb.
Okay.
We have to stand on what God said. We have to release what He's saying.
Yes.
Have to be intentional and mindful.
Yes.
And
yeah, keep your plan mindful. Keep your eyes on Him.
Yeah. Yeah. You have
that warrants the double portion. I want the double portion. I'm gonna keep my eyes stayed right on Him.
Amen.
You can't stir me.
You can't. Amen.
Cool.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Great word. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. Not a lot you can say. That's just something that you just sort of let rest in your spirit to soothe you. That was inspiration to soothe you. And if you just take a hold to that and understand what God is doing in this season, what He's requiring in this season, and then govern ourselves accordingly, we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
We are going to be just fine. Absolutely.
Yes,
going to be fine.
The government sits on His shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know how long we're supposed to be on, but can I pray before we go?
Absolutely.
We still have time. What time is it?
You got time. Okay. We got 13 minutes.
I'm sorry. Y'all, most people probably wouldn't ask that in the middle of a show, but I.
That's who you are.
It is. I get carried away.
Yeah,
I do.
That's who you are.
Well,
you're absolutely. Yeah.
So let's pray.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you. We love you. We extol you. You are the great I am. God, thank you for bringing into remembrance to us who you are through the wind. I see it in the trees. Thank you, God, for bringing in remembrance who you are by the birds chasing one another. God, thank us. Thank you for reminding us who you are in the little worms. God, you are. You are creation. Nothing stands without you. Nothing stands without you, and we are made by you and loved by you, made by you in your image, fearfully and wonderfully made by you in your image and loved by you. We are the spoken of you. We are when Logos turned to Rhema. We are who you are. So right now, God, I ask that you break off any spirit that it has that thinks that they're not love. You don't have to love. You are love. You don't have to think about creation. You are creation. And He gave you dominion over all creation to share His love. God, I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you are the very breath that some will try to speak of and say that is poison. I speak life. Breath is you. You are the very Yahweh. The unspeakable name of Christ came from breath. Yod, hey, vah, hey. That's who you are. You're the God of life. You're a God of breath. So right now we speak life into all the lungs that they say are burned and charred. And we speak life if it be your will, God. And we speak protection over our families, God, right now, that not only from whatever they tell us, because we know that you've already been protecting us, seen and unseen dangers. That's nothing new. So that's a prayer that you've always told us, that you would cover us with seen and unseen dangers. And we thank you. You never said that weapons would not come. You just said that we would not be fair to them, God. So I thank you for the getting up. I thank you right now for the getting up of those who will not let anything befall them, God, because it's your will. God, right now I speak against cancer. I speak against cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood on cancer, on diabetes, on HIV, on inconsistencies, on blindness, on broken bones, on bleeding, on manipulated cells, on kidneys not functioning, on spleens and livers. And we call that all into your obedience, God, because you said you'd like a perfect body. So we thank you. And as we operate in your body, God, help us to line up on the frontline soldiers that you've called us to be. You spoke us into excellence. You spoke us into who you were. God, help us to be able to hear first from you before we hear from any other, and we won't stray. Help
us
to hear from you first, Lord, before we hear from others, then we won't stray. Help us to hear from you first, Lord, before we hear from others, and then we won't stray.
Thank you.
I thank you that your voice comes in so many different forms and fashions that you know us. Your relationship is personal with each and every one of us, Papa, and I love it. I love that you're Abba. You allow us to sit in your lap, but you'll also be our best friend. And then you call us under correction because you are our Father and our Creator. God, we thank you in your totality of who you are. In every facet of nature, you are. In every facet of just being, you are.
Yes.
How could we ever miss and long for you? You're omnipresent, God. Thank you right now that you're omnipresent
thank
in every
you.
Situation that we may go through from here on out in our lives. God, it's something that we have to understand. You're there. So you're not concerned with time, so you beat us there. You're everywhere. Time is something
uh-huh.
that we need to keep us in our natural body. So you're not concerned about time. You're Kronos, you're a Kairos. It just of that appointed. That's the time
you're
talking
thank
about.
You.
Appointed time.
Thank you, Father.
And I believe this is the appointed time for us to rise up.
Yes.
And know who we are. And who is this God
yes.
that we speak of?
Yes.
The King of Glory. The King of Glory. The great I am.
Thank you, Lord.
The author and the finisher of my faith.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for just being you. Thank you for hearing our hearts. Thank you for healing our hearts. You make
yes,
all
Lord.
Things new, God. So I thank you for the newness.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for the jewels and the crown, and I thank you for the robe, and I thank you that one day I will, too, be able to tell my story. I thank you that you'll allow me to tell my story. God,
thank you.
I praise you
thank
for
you,
who
Lord.
You are. We stand in awe of who you are. If I stand out here and look at the sky, and all I can see is blue, and I just keep hearing you saying, I am bigger still. And I am bigger still. I challenge you to look at the sky. He's bigger still.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
we
you,
love
Lord.
You, Father.
Thank
we
you,
love.
Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Father. In your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. My sister, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Your ways. Our hearts
Lord.
Are joy. We sing life. We praise
thank
you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, we invite you to join us again tomorrow at 12 noon for our lunchtime information, where we'll have Lindsay Ayers with us to share a word of inspiration with our listening audience. As always, as you're living your life, we challenge you to do something every day to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. We love you. God loves you best. Have a great day.